One more New Testament verse. We've had a Book of Mormon verse, but I'm thinking of something the Savior himself said directly to his disciples in the New Testament. And I am told that it is the promise, it is the scriptural promise and declaration repeated more than almost any other in all of Scripture. Someone said that some variation of this appears 100 times in the Scriptures. Now, if it only appeared once or twice, I guess we could embrace it once or twice. But something repeated 20 or 40 or 60 or 80 times obviously has great significance for the Lord. Anybody have any idea what I am asking for here in terms of a New Testament verse in this regard? Sister Matsumori.
Well, you know, if you're talking really about what's repeated most frequently, I would think it's the scripture that does something about ask and it...
That's it? You get the prize, you get the award, you get the certificate today.
And you
Sister
know that's not allowed in primary.
We have a primary leader coaching us about what we do and don't do in the primary. Sister Matsumori, as long as you've led us into that, would you read Matthew 7 and 7? This is from the Sermon on the Mount, and one of many places that this promise is expressed.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Thank you. I love the crisp, clear, declarative spirit of that promise. If we ask, we'll receive. And if we knock, it'll be open. We can do this. Now, at this point, we're starting to accumulate some ideas. And I'm going to ask Sister Kathy Hughes of our General Relief Society Presidency to be our scribe here today. And you'll notice that I am not choosing to write in my unreformed Egyptian. So we've got a title. I think we've got a theme developing here given to us by President Packer in his exchange with Elder Perry. And that would be this gift of teaching, the gift of teaching. Would you put that up for a heading for us, Sister Hughes? And now as we've started to talk, and this will happen, and we're getting some scriptures, we're going to list some of the subsets, some of the things we want to remember about how to pursue the gift of teaching. And the one that Sister Matsumori just gave us as a number one would be to ask, seek, and knock spiritually. I suppose maybe the most fundamental requirement for a teacher in seeking this gift that God has promised us. Brother Kerr.
Seems to me it's very important to put the concluding piece of this and even maybe have it in front of us, that what comes from asking, we receive.
Good.
What comes from seeking,
good,
we find.
Let's put a subset up under, put a parens under there, Sister Hughes, that we're going to receive. There's a promise in this. Brother Howell.
And along with that, though, I like Luke 12:12, which
good
says,
"Read it, please.
For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
What that starts to open up a whole new world, because we're always talking that way to the missionaries. We're forever talking to the missionaries about opening their mouth, and that if they've prepared and done the best they can, God will give them in the hour of their deliverance. That's a wonderful, broad, whole new idea about asking and receiving at the appointed hour. That's a terrific verse, Oren. Sister Smith.
I think that sometimes when we are in situations such as this where I feel overwhelmed by the people...
Relax.
But, and also being a convert to the church and being asked to teach a class where people come from Pioneer Heritage, there are times where the Spirit does touch you to say something that you don't feel inclined to say. But in Exodus 4:12, it says, "Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." And I think that if we are willing to allow the Spirit to move us to say those things, even though we may not feel like this is right or we have all those answers, that and let Heavenly Father do His job and speaking through us.
Terrific. What a wonderful verse. I don't know, in all of my years of having some exchange on this subject, I don't know that I've ever heard that one used. So thank you, Sister Smith. And the context there, of course, is this overwhelming task that Moses had and that the children of Israel had in extricating themselves from life's problems. That's what all of us face. That's a terrific verse to say, just don't worry, it'll be given to you. Thanks for that reference. Well, keep these citations in mind. If you're going to teach such a subject, you can use these or many, many more. Brother Snow.